Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, as we approach your throne room here this morning, it says in your word that we can boldly come to your throne of grace. So that is what we want to do here. And Father, help us to lay aside everything that would hinder us from focusing on you this morning. Help us, Father God, just to be able to praise you. That we want to come to you now in spirit and in truth. We want to be able to just give you praise and worship, glory, everything that is due to you. So we thank you now for just giving us a fantastic time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's a call comes ringing over the restless. Send the light, oh send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Heard the Macedonian call today, send the light, oh send the light, and a golden offering at the cross we lay, send the light, oh send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine. Pray that praise may everywhere abound. Send the light, oh send the light, and a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, oh send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, oh send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forever sure. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you of evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's night. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
You agree with that?
Where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Saved from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in, glory to Him. this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood of mine. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Amen.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child, the weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, when we stand before judges here on this earth, it's usually because we've done something wrong. And there is a good reason to be scared. But all of us will one day stand before God as a judge. And we're going to stand with confidence. Amen. To say, I am dressed in His righteousness. I am worthy to be here, not of my works, but what Jesus did on the cross. Amen. Jesus paid it all.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. If my distress He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. Tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver, make up my troubles. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior. One who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. He all my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil alerts me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus that He will help. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Amen.
My heart to You. trusting that you'll always do the thing that's best for me. Lord, you are my reality. I'm moving higher to that place in you where I am free, free from worldly ways. Lord, I need you more each day, opening my heart to you.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
Come you with me. between the wings of the cherubim. Commune with me. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. Between the wings of the cherubim.
A river with no end. There is. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord, that we can come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Hallelujah. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a wonderful Savior, what a blessed Redeemer. And he stands good in his promises. Hallelujah. He stands good in his promises. He sent like a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. Oh, and when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. And suddenly came from heaven such a mass, rising wind, hallelujah. It came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And he filled the house where they were sitting. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful day that was. Oh, we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. He came like a rushing mighty wind. And he filled the house where they were sitting. And immediately appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire. And he sat upon each one of them. Hallelujah. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word with power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord, what you did, O Lord, 2,000 years ago. You're able to do it today in this supper room. And let us all be in one accord. Let us be all with expectancy that the Holy Ghost will come. Oh, that will fill the promise of the Father. And he will come like a rushing mighty wind. And we want to thank you, Lord, and we're looking forward for that day, O Lord, that the Spirit of the living God will come upon us in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Also, out of this belly will flow rivers of living water. Oh, rivers of living water will flow out of this mouth, out of this belly. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. You stand good in your promises. And what you promise, you are also able to perform. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward with excitement, with expectancy. Hallelujah, what the Lord our God is going to do. And let us, O Lord, also walk uprightly. Let us walk in righteousness. Let us walk in spirit and in truth, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. He said also, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the utmost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. How God is faithful. God is faithful. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And he expects us to be ready. To be ready to receive him. Hallelujah. To believe what God has promised. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today, for a day of victory, a day of excitement, and a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of his might. Praise his holy name. We ask you, Lord, let your Holy Spirit touch the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the anointing. Give him the power. Give him the freedom to preach, we pray. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as we are about to receive this offering. Thank you, Lord, that... Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are a provider. And out of what you have given us, we want to give today to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. We want to give with excitement. Hallelujah. We want to give because the Word says so also. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to publicly to thank God for the rain we got this weekend. You know, we prayed about it. This was a long time. We had a drought here. Long time it didn't rain. And it looked like, you know, it was not going to be in the rain for some time. And then it came. And I want to thank God for that. Let me share the prayer request here we have this morning. The price of oil rose sharply in the beginning of the week. But toward the end of the week, the price fell back and oil ended up at $98.33 per barrel. A drop of 37 cents this last week. The world government is working hard to start a war in the Middle East by provoking the Iranians to close the Strait of Hormuz. As soon as the Iranian will do this, they will be attacked by the United States and Israel. When this happens, the price of oil will skyrocket. Let us pray that the Iranians would not become stupid and try to block the Persian Gulf. Let us pray that the plans of the world government will be destroyed. Now, the world government is setting a bait for the Iranians. The oldest U.S. aircraft carrier, the Enterprise, 50 years old, is on its way to the Persian Gulf. Now, the Iranians said, don't send in a carrier again. This 50 years old warship will be decommissioned next year and replaced with a brand new carrier by the name of Gerald R. Ford, which is going to be a super carrier, the highest technology we have. Just like Pearl Harbor, it is suicidal to put a big carrier into a very small body of water, where land-based missiles can be fired by Iran and sink the ship. If that happens, expect Barack to call for a joint session of Congress and ask Congress to declare war on Iran. As the most stupid thing you can do is to take a carrier and put the small water, very narrow, where they don't have to go up with a ship. They can just be from land and just shoot some missiles in and take her out. So we want to pray against that. Ayn and I are ministering to an inmate on death row at St. Quentin. His name is Daniel Fredrickson. He accepted Christ last year at my first visit, has since this time had two surgeries. His upholder's brought in Christ is trying to live a Christian life before the guards and prisoners and witness Christ to them. Ayn is undergoing a healing crisis week as her body is rejecting and removing all the toxins. Please pray for strength for her to stay the course and also for God to increase her weight. In the last month, she has lost some 15 pounds and she stands currently at 95 pounds. Pray that her appetite will come back and that her body will be able to absorb the food. Tim Chola has just come back for the funeral of his brother James' wife in the state of Washington. Tim has been unemployed for a long time. At the same time, he's battling a shoulder and an ankle injury. Surgery was performed for both ailments, but it's a lingering damage that has not been addressed. Let us pray hard for our brother in Christ, who has suffered for many years, that this will be the day of healing for him and for a job to show up. Now, I want to talk about finances right now. I want you that are listening to me right now very carefully, watching us. The month of January was a very meager month for us financially. The giving in our church was down. The giving in the mail was down. And basically, we have received 50% of the money that we normally receive in January. I had to call the landlord Friday and apologize and say, I am very sorry. But we have no money to pay the rent. I don't have it. He asked me this, when do you think you can have some money? I said, well, 60% comes from the church and 40% in the mail. Sundays are our best days. But I said, I do not know what God's people are going to do Sunday. And many of you that are watching us that are friends, you've been regular with us for many years. For some reason, you stopped giving. You're still my friends. You still watch the webcast, but for some reason you will not give to the ministry. Now this is the week that's going to be crucial for us. Would you today that are watching us send in the best donation, as much as you can to help us out. That we can, it will take us about a couple of days to get the money if you send it in to us today. That we can pay rent this week. We also got some other things. Now the good news is, on taxes, we have been able to clear Charles Terrell. He's clear. His taxes are clear. And my taxes are not clear. We need about 50% more is what we are short right now. We went from about 25% to 50%. So I need help besides that. So we appreciate that. Let me read this of what I wrote this morning. I am asking all of our friends to pray with us to break the grip the devil has over our finances. The finance of our church is like a chain. It begins with the individual Christian. In order for them to be able to give, they must be blessed by God. Once they are blessed, they will have something to give for the work of God. I believe that Satan has struck the very grassroots of the support by stealing God's blessing from our friends of this ministry. I believe he's been stealing from you that are here and you that are out there watching us. He's been stealing. You lost money, unemployment, whatever it is, sickness. So we need to pray that Satan's power will be broken over the people so that you and I will have something we can give to God's work. That's what we want to pray for today. So and at this time, would you come on up here, prayer warriors, we're going to pray.
We don't want to leave Bob out. Okay. Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for the word, Lord, the message on knowing who our enemy is. And we well know who he is. And we are thankful that he has been defeated. And so we praise your name for that. We know that we win. So we thank you for that. And also, Lord, I want to lift up Ina to you, and I thank you, Father God, that you would remind each and every member of the body throughout the week on a daily basis to lift her up, as Pastor John said in his message, that when there is one that is going through it in the body, that the other members of the body need to surround that person. And so we thank you, Father God, that you would remind each and every one of us throughout the week, first thing in the morning, pray for Sister Ina, that we know the victory has been won. We want to pray that we will see the manifestation soon and early, and that the devil will be beaten back. And so we thank you, Father, for reminding us of that. So we lift her up to you today as one of your children. We thank you, Father God, that you are healing her. You have healed her according to your word, and she is going to come full circle. And we thank you, Father God, that you're going to renew her youth as the eagle, Lord. That she's going to have her youth renewed. That her weight is going to come up. That her muscle mass is going to come up. Everything about her, she's going to take a major transition. Yes. That she's going to be looking 15 years younger. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that we can ask these things and we can already see the results according to your word, Lord, because of faith. Faith, that's what you created for us to operate in. So we are operating in that faith And we thank you for the results before we ever see them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up our brother Tim Chila to you right now, Lord. And Lord, as you said in your word, Lord, that we have a high priest who is touched by a feeling of our infirmities, Lord. And we just lift him up to you and remind him, Lord God, that you are with him. And I pray by your Holy Spirit you would touch him right now and begin to heal his body, Lord. He suffered long enough. And Lord, we know, Lord, that it is by faith that we walk. And I pray that you would strengthen his faith right now and let him know that healing is being, right now, is taking place, Lord God, in his body. And Lord, that you will provide a job for him, Lord, as he's asked. You said, we have not because we ask not. And now he's asking, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you will provide a wonderful job for him, Lord. And give us a testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, Heavenly Father, I ask your forgiveness for any unconfessed sin this morning, that you might hear this prayer from someone that's prayed up. In Jesus' name. Well, we have a taste of the rain that we need in California, but it's just only a taste. I read that we have 19% of the snowpack, which is our life's blood in California, where it doesn't rain for 5 or 6 months out of the year. But at 19%, Lord God, is not enough to contain or to sustain us, rather, especially with the liberalism that's gone on and has reduced the water to the farmers. So, Lord, I pray right now that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out the snow that we need on the high country and the rain we need down below. In Jesus' name. And we don't do a rain dance, but we certainly do a victory dance when we see it coming down. I thank you and praise you for that. I also want to pray right now for Larry Scott, who's a son of my neighbor across the street. He's in critical condition. And in the process, Lord, I pray that all the people who've been so deceived by false doctrine, as many have, that they will open their hearts and minds to see that we have the power that Jesus gave us at the cross. We just haven't used it for a couple thousand years. I pray that hearts will be open to the fact that we have the power, as our minister, pastor, has just told us for an hour or so. We have the power. We have to use it. And so we thank you for that, that you'll lift up Larry Scott and bring him out of critical condition and open the entire family's hearts and minds to the fact that they've been deceived for a long time insofar as the teachings that they've had. And we thank you for that. But Lord, more than anything, I pray right now an imprecatory prayer that we have the right to do. So I pray that you will open the hearts and give courage to all the people who understand that we have all the oil we'll ever need in this country and in Canada. It's being deliberately restricted. Lord, we know that our enemies have even been selling gasoline to other countries at a discount because they can get a lot more here. There's plenty of fuel, there's plenty of oil in the United States and in Canada. It's being totally restricted, so I open the hearts and give courage to the people who know that, the people who are in the fields in North Dakota and in Canada. Have them come forward and open the hearts and to the truth, and so forth. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for praising and for protecting this church. I ask for a hedge of protection around everyone who attends, everyone who watches around the world, that they will gather strength and be encouraged by the fact that they have a hedge of protection around them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lord, I want to lift up to you Fred, Daniel Frederickson in San Quentin. Lord, we lift up that brother up to you. We pray for quick recovery after the surgeries that he had. A quick recovery. And, oh Lord, ignite a fire in his heart. a fire, Lord, to reach out to the lost in there, Lord. He's on a mission there, and let him fulfill that mission that God has given him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for, Lord, for touching him, O Lord, renewing the right spirit within him, and give him, O Lord, that the power, give him that desire in his heart, O Lord, to reach out to those who are perishing, to those who do not know, to those who have no hope, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do in that man's life in San Quentin. And right now, I want to pray also for Ina Torrell. Ina, remember this, God loves you. He loves you. He cares about you. You are well beloved in God's heart. And the Bible says on Romans 8, 35 through 39, it says, what can separate you from the love of Christ? Can tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of sword? For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, you are more than conqueror in him that loved you. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that she is special. She's a chosen generation. She's a royal priesthood. She's a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we may show praises to him that called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. And we thank you, Lord, for manifesting your healing today, we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Father God, we thank you and praise you that we can pray for Sister Teresa and pray that if there were anything that she that is known or unknown to her in her heart, show it to her. We know that she loves you. We know that you chose her, and we know that you called her as a Christian, and she said yes to Jesus. And you called her to be a teacher, and she said yes. And she's learning the word. Teach her the spiritual warfare that Pastor John is teaching us this morning. Many of us know this. Some people don't know these things. But teach her to do the warfare when she wakes up in the morning and cover herself. And still the devil is going to come against us. But we thank you and praise you. He's been coming against her, and I believe that there's a victory right near them because he keeps attacking so harshly. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that they don't give up, they don't get discouraged, that they're going to say no to Satan, whatever he does, put a smile on her face. She's always smiling in this church, and we love her. And we thank you for healing her with your stripes, Lord Jesus. She is healed. Amen. And we thank you that you're going to keep her alive, you're going to keep her moving, she's going to keep coming toward closer and closer toward God, and walk in that holiness that was given to her when Jesus Christ accepted her, when she said yes to him. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for total victory for both of them in the name of Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up, Father God. Lord, come to you. I come to you, Lord God. And over the situation with Iran, with America, and all that is going on against the oil, and how they want to keep the prices up when it doesn't need to be as high as it is. It's all about greed, money. It's all about control. Yes, sir. It's all a lot of evil that is going on in this world. And Lord God, I know that you have the ability through our prayers to change these situations. So, Father God, I come against Iran. I rebuke Iran in the name of Jesus. I rebuke what they're trying to do and what they want to do. So I ask you, Lord God, to expose their sin, Lord God. Also, I ask you to expose the sin of America that is in charge of the manipulation that goes on in this country. And Lord God, I just I lay it before your feet, Father God, that you will make a great change in us as Christians to help us to repent, and you will make a great change in this country, Lord God, for the better. And I know that you're the only one, Father God, that is able to do this. But we have to be willing to repent. And so, Lord God, I just thank you. I give you all the praise and honor and glory. And, Father, I pray that we as Christians in America repent. And we ask you to please intervene on our behalf to change the way this world is operating. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, once again I lift up our church, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, that you named and you started and you commanded John to open it up, to go back and do it. And he did it. He obeyed you, Lord. And he's stuck with it all these years, even though we've had difficulties and Satan has come against us very heavily. But Father God, you are greater than Satan by so much, so many degrees that it doesn't even ring, it doesn't even count as a measure. Father God, you're the one who started this church. You're the one who keeps it going. And we appeal to you to help us with the finances that are so needed right now, Lord God. We ask you to help your people. Those who don't have work, give them work. Those who need a raise, give them a raise, Lord God. But get some money. We ask you to get some money for this church to supply the needs that, to keep it running, to keep us having counting here as a force for righteousness, as a church that stands on all of the whole Bible. A church that stands for everything you have declared, everything you have asked us to be and do, and help us to grow in that, Lord God, and grow in faith and trust, that help us not to be discouraged, but to stand and praise you and thank you for what you are putting together to raise up this church and pay the taxes and every bill that needs to be paid. Father God, we're your children and we trust you. We don't have to beg and cry out, but we just ask you, Lord, with our whole heart, because we love you and because we want your word to go forth and we want to make a mark in this city for righteousness, for godliness. And there's so many weak churches, Lord. Shore them up. Help them to get back on the basics. Help them, Lord, to examine themselves and see how they're going and how they're drifting away from godliness because they're using corrupted Bibles that have been destroyed. Father God, get people back to reality. Get them back to the truth. And help us to be one of those voices out there that's helping them to know what the truth is. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering them. We thank you before you answer because we know you're going to answer. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers on the altar, the smoke is coming up, Lord, and state in the book of Revelation. And we know that in due time, every one of these prayers should be answered. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I want to add a little bit to what Pastor John had to say about finances and money. And I kind of think that God deals with each person individually as to their own feelings and heart condition about money, you know, and giving into his kingdom. And some he will bless that they might give, and some might have to give that they might be blessed. In other words, you might, and then some might be blessed, but when after they receive the blessing, they might not want to give, you know. So there's always different facets to that program. But if the key, I believe, is to listen and to hear what God is telling you at that time, and then follow through on it. Because there always will be some resistance from the enemy. You really could use it over here, or I could use it over there. And then you'll hear that small voice that says, but I want you to give it here. So take the time to hear the voice, and then follow through on doing what God tells you to do when it comes to that giving. And it's a lot like practicing faith for whatever the situation is. You got to step out. That's pretty much the way I see God's program, is you got to step out first. He wants you to make that first step. Hallelujah. And then he will step in. And a big project that we're starting up on, and I'm getting opposition from the enemy. And I know that if I don't handle everything right and get engaged in the right warfare, that he's going to be able to rob me. So, but if I practice God's program, we're going to come out successful, and every attempt at his robbery is going to fail. So that's what we're up against on a daily basis, as far as putting people to work, getting the project done, keeping the customer happy, making money, and being able to have it to give into God's kingdom. So it's huge. It's a really multifaceted program that we're involved in. And then he might start you I'm pretty sure he's going to start you at a certain level, but he's always increasing the level as you're willing to participate in the game. So anyway, I felt God wanted me to say that. And I will testify to what Pastor John said too. I have not had one day when I was wondering what I was going to do for work. It's always been busy for me. Busy, busy, busy. So that is, that's just God's hand. There's no other explanation for it. It's God's hand that he does provide, and whatever he creates is growing. So, okay, Satiris.
Well, this testimony coincides with the pastor's message. The devil will always come and give you thoughts of this, thoughts of that. For example, one thing that came into my mind was, has been a few weeks ago, that you're going to lose this account. You're not going to, they're not going to continue buying, and this is a big account now. But I kept rejecting it. But still there was inside me a little worry, a little anxiety, a little doubt that maybe. And so, but I kept rejecting it, and I still didn't have quite the peace I needed to have. So I went before the Lord and I said, Lord, give me a word. And immediately this came to me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not like the world giveth, give I unto you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And immediately this lifted up from me. And I have complete peace. I didn't feel about it. I didn't think about that account the rest of the day. I was driving at that time that this thing happened. And this is how God works. Immediately He gives you the peace that you need. I mean, that we all need. And the same day, this company called us and He gave us an order. And so, God, He gives you the peace that you need, and that's what God did, and I praise His name for that. The next testimony I want to give, it was the other day, it was Thursday. I had a big delivery to make. I called different people, nobody was available, and I said, Lord, I leave it in your hands. I'm not going to worry about it. It was about to move 3 pallets to one place. And so I tried to get as much help from different sources, but no one was available. But I still knew in the back of my heart that God had it in control, and He will take care, and that the load will be delivered. So as I stopped at the gasoline station, I saw this woman inside that she was going back and forth, taking that quick pick, the lottery. And she was going one time, I saw her going again and again, and she kept trying to gamble. So as she, I was almost ready to leave, and she came out of the gas station. I said to her, I called her. So she came and I said, what are you trying to do to get the jackpot? She says, yes. Then I started talking about Jesus and so on. And immediately as I started talking about Jesus, tears started coming out of her eyes. And it was touching that God touched her by naming the name of Jesus. She was touched. And I said afterward, would you like me to pray a prayer for you? And she says, yes, please. So I prayed a prayer for her. And then I said, would you like to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior after the prayer? He's the one that will change your life, and He will do a turnaround in your life. And she said, yes. And I said, are you doing it with all your heart? She says, yes. So she prayed the sinner's prayer. And it was wonderful what God did, that I took the time while I was, I had to make that big delivery now, and I took the time there. I was led by the Spirit of God. God, I believe, made that appointment, and that woman was touched. And I said afterwards, before we leave, I said to her, are you going to gamble again? She says, no, I'm not going to do it again. She says, and it was wonderful. And I gave a card to come and visit her. I said, it's very important now to be followed up and to be in church. and serve Jesus. And so I did what I was supposed to do, and I praise God for that, and now she's in God's hands. Praise God. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, I made a delivery. I took everything down, 3 pallets. And then the people in the restaurant, they took the rest. They put them up on the pallet. I didn't have to do that too. So God gave me the help that I needed in reality. Praise God for that, yes.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for our many blessings, Lord. And we thank you, Father, again for the rain. We thank you, Father, for faith to believe and to put into practice, Lord. And we thank you for our many wonderful blessings, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for the word of God, and we just praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Conversational right will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Enter in that order, this conversational right will I show the salvation of God.